are cleaning up the mess of an explosion that destroyed a Beirut port, killing dozens and wounding thousands. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut on Thursday. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blast, which many blame on government negligence. Meantime, the world sends support and aid. On Thursday alone, Cyprus, a neighboring island where many felt the blast, sent doctors. Italy, Jordan, and China sent medical personnel and equipment. And the United Nations announced that it was releasing $9 million to aid Beirut's hospitals, three of which were rendered useless by the explosion. A former top Saudi intelligence official says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman sent an assassination team to murder him just days after journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by members of the same group in 2018. Dr. Saeed Al-Jabri said he fell out of favor with the Crown Prince and fled the country in 2017. In a legal complaint filed in Washington, D.C., he claims the Crown Prince continued to threaten him while he was living in Canada and that his son was warned by FBI agents that Saudi operatives were trying to kill him. Bail for the leader of a Mexican megachurch nearly doubled to $90 million after prosecutors expanded charges against him, including child rape and possession of child pornography. The new bail ruling by Los Angeles judge ensures Nason Yaquin Garcia of the Guadalajara-based La Luz del Mundo Church will remain in custody until his trial. Garcia, who says he has a million followers worldwide, was initially jailed on sex crimes charges last year with a $50 million bail. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be